Box A, linked lists. A linked list can be thought of as a chain of data elements, which are called nodes. Unlike arrays, the nodes of a linked list are not in contiguous memory, as the figure in box A alludes. Therefore, we need a way of connecting nodes together to build the chain. This is accomplished via pointers. Each node has a pointer to the next node and a pointer to the previous node. This is called a double-ended linked list. Notice that the first node's previous pointer is null, and the last node's next pointer is null. This follows from the fact that the first node, by definition, has no previous node, and the last node, by definition, has no next node. Incidentally, you can implement a linked list using an array, where instead of using pointers to the previous and next nodes, you use array indexes which offset to the previous and next nodes. Think about it for a while, and at the end of this chapter, see if you can come up with a way to implement linked lists using an array. We don't consider the array representation here, since it still suffers from the resizing problem of arrays when you need to resize the array. Box B, node structure. Here we show the natural structural representation of a node. Each node will have a data member, which stores the actual node data, and each node has a pointer to the previous node and a pointer to the next node in the list. It is natural to view a linked list as a chain. Then we can think of the previous and next pointers as the links which connect a chain node into the overall chain. So when we insert a new node, one of the things we will have to do is correctly set up its previous and next pointer based on where in the list we are inserting the node. Also notice that we are using templates here. Why? Because we will want linked lists of all sorts of data types, and by using templates, it saves us from having to write a linked list class for every data type. Box C, linked list class. Here we show an abridged version of a linked list class. Whereas a linked list node can be thought of as representing a chain element, the linked list class represents the entire chain. Hence, the linked list class is basically a collection of chain elements. The linked list class also provides methods for inserting and removing nodes, and also for destroying the chain. So notice that the linked list data members are pointers to the first and last nodes in the list. This is all we need to store for a doubly linked list. Since given the first node in the list, we can access the next node because each node has a next pointer. Then given the next node, we can access its next node in turn, and so on until we have traversed the entire list and reached the end. Similarly, we can traverse backwards. Given the last node in the list, we can access the previous node since each node has a previous pointer. Then given the previous node, we can access its previous node in turn, and so on until we have traversed the entire list and reached the beginning. So hopefully, you see why it is called a doubly linked list, since we can go in two directions, forward and backward. Box D, arbitrary insertions. In this box, we want to look at how we insert a node into the list. In picture A, we see a two-node subset of the chain, and a node off to the side by itself. You can think of this lone node as a node we have just allocated, but not yet inserted into the list. So once the node to insert is allocated, inserting it into the list is a simple matter of adjusting the next and previous pointers of the three nodes involved. Picture B graphically shows the adjustments that must be made, where the arrows represent pointers. Removing a node from the list is just the reverse procedure. We disconnect the node from the list, and then, once it is unconnected, we can delete it. Note that we are using dynamic memory for this. All these nodes are created in dynamic memory.